April 6, 2026. Foundations of Hope. Hope springs eternal. It's a new world, but it's the same Constitution. This was Chief Justice Roberts' remark while questioning the hate-filled and uninformed argument by a Trump lawyer this week trying to destroy the 14th Amendment. It happened to coincide with Passover and Easter, which got me thinking about the foundations of hope rooted in traditions. At this moment in the life of our republic, we despair. But it's springtime, and we get the chance to hope. As we rediscover foundational truths, we can reject despair and start anew. Dark times. We've watched the president attempt to destroy the Constitution through executive orders. We've seen him go to war without consent of Congress, threatened our allies, and supported our enemies. We've witnessed the Department of Defense turned into a Department of War that gleefully embraces potential war crimes and abandonment of ethical and professional standards, while using religion to pray that they get to kill people they don't like as violently and ruthlessly as possible, and even jokingly pray for the death and crucifixion of a Democratic candidate for Senate. It's disgusting and vile. There's war profiteering, blatant corruption, massive gaps in wealth and equity, opportunity, and the equal application of justice. Warehouses, concentration camps, are being planned for massive deportations without due process. Although justified as tools to target illegal immigrants and criminals, once established, they can and will be used as tools of power to destroy democratic freedoms. The government is compiling lists of voter rolls, political enemies, and now, by Trump order, list of Jews who work at UPenn under the flimsy guise of pretending to fight anti-Semitism. Although fighting anti-Semitism is good, we know why governments compile lists, and the objective is not good, regardless of how they justify it. It seems that darkness is spreading amongst us. And yet, freedom from tyranny. All of these crimes and attacks on humanity are nothing new or inventive, just more cruelty. There's massive backlash. Millions marched worldwide in peaceful and joyful assertion of no kings. We the people are saying no, because the foundation of our hopes and aspirations are guided by the rejection of tyranny. Tyranny from hate-filled ideas or from unethical leaders willing to sacrifice us and others for their own greed. We choose freedom, human dignity, and the rejection of enslavement. Rituals of freedom. Passover brings Jews together to celebrate freedom from slavery and an awareness of their responsibilities to freedom after the violence it took to be wrenched away from a tyrant. Immigrants and descendants of immigrants have found safe haven, an ark, if you will, in the land of the American experiment to celebrate their traditions. For Christians, Easter celebrates victory over enslavement by sins and over the cruel power of empires. It's a time to find new life. It's a time for new clothes, chocolate Easter bunnies, and delicious meals with family. For Muslims, spring brings Eid al-Fitr, the end of the Ramadan fast. It's a time of charity to the poor, being with family and friends, celebrating with new clothes and eating well. All are resurrection stories of creating something new and better from what had happened before, of embracing the joys of life and finding empathy. Each celebrates spring, a time of rebirth and hope. The U.S. Constitution is our secular version of celebrating freedom from tyranny. It enshrines the idea that people are citizens, not subjects. Like Passover, Easter, and Eid al-Fitr, it's something that provides a floor to stand on, and no limits on the ceiling of what can be achieved. All of these things are about ongoing dignity, freedom, joy, and caring. They transcend moments in time, like the one we're facing now. Even baseball, to me, the metaphoric bedrock sport of democratic life opens with hope. Opening day is the moment of saying, maybe this year. Well, this year is now, and will culminate in November. My turn. This past weekend, I was with an immigrant, U.S. citizen, Holocaust survivor, a guide, and dear friend, as we showed her movie, Hidden, the Conti Preston story, at the Jewish Film Festival in New Hampshire. Her story is about surviving evil. Almost none of her large family did, while hiding in a barn in Transylvania. It was the singular goodness and courage of a neighbor that saved her and her mother's lives. It's a story about overcoming hate. Hate both pointed at her and that flourished inside of her afterward. It, too, is a resurrection story. Not only did she reclaim life from the darkness of isolation and hiding, she also freed herself from a victim's hate that could have consumed and destroyed her. Instead, she chose life. She survived the evils of the Holocaust, of post-war communism, and found freedom in the United States. And so, Kati's life also reveals how immigrants find life and freedom here, and through their work, contributions, and diverse stories, help us to grow, to recognize our responsibility to raise the ceiling of what is possible. We cannot despair. Elie Wiesel once wrote, "Because I remember, I despair. Because I remember, I have the duty to reject despair." We're seeing violence, cruelty, greed, and hate, and it may seem overwhelming, but we can find freedom from it. It's by remembering this moment, reflecting on it, standing in witness against it, and doing so with our friends and neighbors that we rediscover spring. We will celebrate hope again. We will find joy and freedom. We recognize what's at stake, and we're more focused on the sort of courage that's needed to overcome it. By remembering, we will rebuild our lives anew and rediscover the foundations of hope.